Now listen to a lecture from a marketing class.
Okay, so I've actually got a few different examples of this. You know, when I was a kid, a character named Action Hero was really popular with my friends and me. We would always watch the Action Hero program on television every week and play games, pretending that we were as strong and powerful as he was. Then pretty soon, we began seeing these small Action Hero figures in all the stores. And, well, we all just had to have them. I mean, we'd been watching the television show for so long that it seemed only natural to want to own the toys, too. Well, I finally grew up and left the Action Hero television program and toys behind. But now I have a 7-year-old daughter who watches television a lot and also likes to play with her toys. And lately her favorite toy is a cute little baby doll with a big round face and lots of curly hair named Rosa. All my daughter's friends have Rosa dolls too, and they enjoy going to each other's houses to play with them. Then a few weeks ago, my daughter came running up to me all excited because she had just heard there was going to be a new television program on every week with the doll, Rosa, as the main character. So naturally, she and all her friends have begun watching the show, and it's already very popular as the toy doll.
Using the examples from the lecture, explain the concept of entertainment merchandising.